Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. With the passing of Dianne Feinstein, President Biden ordered all flags on federal buildings to be flown at half-mast. This, of course, is a time-honored tradition showing respect for the departed. When a former president dies, the protocol is for flags to be flown at half-staff for 30 days. This tradition was followed with Presidents Reagan and Bush and will be followed for Jimmy Carter when he crosses over. This and all of the traditions followed in honoring former presidents will be challenged when the former President Trump stops using the golden toilet forever. Mar-a-Lago will be inundated by the MAGA faithful spewing bat crap crazy praise on the former and still and future president. I would not be at all surprised if the Donald's personal physician pronounces his corpse to be the fittest corpse of any former president, the fittest presidential corpse in American history. This pronouncement will inspire Representative Gates to propose that Trump's embalmed remains should be placed in a glass coffin and put on display in perpetuity in front of the Washington Monument, just like Lenin's memorial in Red Square. Gates will also propose that the monument itself be renamed Trump Tower, D.C. It occurs to me that all the gleaming glass and steel towers that the Donald created as phallic symbols to himself will henceforth be useful as his headstones. Most of them still have his name on them. All that needs to be done is to add a couple of dates, birth date and the date that he was called below to his reward. Whatever the official reaction from the federal government might be, I can see that state governments will have their own protocols to remember the Don. Those memorials will, of course, be drastically different in red states from the ones in blue states. Red states will observe the half-mast tradition for flying the flag. Meanwhile, homeowners in blue states will be buying flagpole extender kits that will add several feet to the length of their poles, thereby allowing the stars and stripes to be flown even higher than they ever flew when President Blow-Dry was alive. The respective National Guards in red states will fire 21-gun salutes throughout the days following his death, while the guards in blue states will be issued Nerf guns for their tributes. All states, red and blue, will solemnly remember that President Bone Spurs served his country in his own way. Ivanka and Jared will not be able to personally attend the services, but will schedule a 10-minute Zoom, a Zoom gathering sponsored by Ivanka's fragrance, which is called Ivanka Trump. I'm not kidding. Melania and Barron will be busy with lawyers who are trying to help them understand how it could possibly be that the formerly stable genius had exactly $97.20 in assets when he passed, which it turns out he left to Mike Lindell. Donald Jr. and Eric will shave their heads in mourning, and each will place personally chosen Trump trading cards alongside the see-through casket. In the subsequent days, the boys will auction those same cards on Newsmax, making a tidy little profit. They will spend those profits and a whole lot more in defending themselves from the now rampant civil suits charging them with taking part in the Donald's demise. And what of all the unofficial tributes that will take place upon the Donald's passing? Americans will find myriad ways to mark that occasion. Now, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can imagine what my personal memorial to Commander Comover might be. I think I'll go with a little altar. I have the perfect spot picked out for it, a quiet corner of my garage. There's a number 8 galvanized pail with a broken handle that will be perfect. Perfect as a receptacle for my Trump NFTs, a long, long red tie, and some Happy Meals toys. Lighter fluid and matches are close at hand, and when the moment is just right, so long, Donnie. Yeah, I know, I'm getting all worked up for nothing. He will probably outlive us all, proving that ego and animus are far more conducive to a long life than diet and exercise. The good news is that his death will be the last time Donald Trump pulls a fast one on us.